And your wife would say that you got awfully what about it?
That's right.
How would you feel about it if you just broke your fishing rod?
Somebody just broke it?
Yeah, just carelessly broke your fishing rod. You'd be awfully what about it?
Angry.
Angry, okay. Well, say you've been working hard all day long. By nighttime, you say, man, I'm really, what?
Tired and hungry.
Tired and hungry. Now, let's say that the school nurse, sent a little boy home early because he, at school? You know, if a child gets sent home from school, and not because he's been a bad boy, but why else would they send a little boy home from school?
Well, sometime may get sick.
And you'd say he was sick. Okay. Well, now if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick where?
Kind of in his stomach, right?
In his stomach.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what do you call a noisy, you know, sort of prankish, fun-loving celebration immediately after a wedding, if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and the groom?
Say, what would I say?
What would you call it? You know, this celebration they had right after the wedding, and when they, you know, they're trying to tease the bride and groom.
I don't know, but two or three ways that this go down something like that and put meal or something in the head or crackers in the head.
Well, what if they were, say, like singing outside their window?
Well,
you know, what would you call that?
Well, I just call it a noisy.
Noisy.
That's right.
Okay. I see. Well, now, what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You know, they might say to a child, you'd better behave or something's going to get you. What would they call it?
Yeah, some of them swear, if you don't behave, I'm going to get my strap down here, I'm going to tear him up.
Yeah, but say if, you know, they, you know, like a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what would you call this spook? You know, you'd say to the child, if you don't behave, the so-and-so's going to come get you.
That's right.
What word would you use to scare a child if you ever did this?
Well, he could say, well, if you don't quit, spook or something going to get you. Call it or something. You could just say, old dog or something going to get you if you don't quit.
Old dog. Well, that's would you right. ever say something like the booger man or the boogeyman?
Well, you could say the booger man going to catch you if you don't quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you ever say that?
I think I would.
Well, have you ever heard of the booger man or the boogeyman? Or what would you say?
Well, I say the booger man.
Booger man. Okay, fine. Well, now, how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Say what?
December 25th of any year.
Say how would I would do what?
Greet a friend. What would you say to a person on December 25th?
Well, I just said, I'd nice seeing you.
Well, now, this is on Christ's birthday.
That's right.
What would you say to him? Would you ever, what would you say?
Well,